So yesterday, I was able to share with you guys a little bit about how I build my own distributor business and a few of the things that I like to focus on, like taking advantage of the opportunities that all of us have every day, whether it's going to the gym or going to the furniture store or the grocery store. And of course, building my business is my favorite thing to do because I know that when I share the products with people, that I'm making a direct positive impact on each and every one of their lives. But also, I really love that it helps me in my full-time job, which is running the marketing department of the company. And so it allows me to make sure that the tools that we're giving you guys are tools that work, right? We don't want anything that doesn't work out in the field. So it's really good. My team can be like the guinea pigs of all of our new stuff, right? But then we want to make sure that you have magazines that you can be proud of, that you can show off, or brochures that look good, or products even that not only are the best on the inside, the actual product itself that we put in our bodies, but also that they're the best on the outside too, right? And so just like I shared with you yesterday, that when I became a distributor, that wasn't what I planned on doing. It was more of a strong suggestion by my dad, but ended up being a really good suggestion. And that's kind of the same way that I got into the marketing department. Because I actually got my degree in business and economics. So not a lot of marketing there, just a couple classes. But so what happened was we were having so many frustrations on how slow things were. And we noticed that the stuff coming out of the department was good, but it wasn't great. And so I approached my dad and I said, you know, our distributors deserve better. They don't deserve just good stuff. They deserve great stuff, the best that anyone can offer. And I wasn't the first person to complain about what was going on, to bring it to his attention. And when I heard his response, it made me wish in that moment that I hadn't said anything. Because what he told me was, all right, you're correct. The marketing department is constipated, and I want you to flush it out. That's exactly what he said to me. So I guess you can just call me the stage six of the department. Back in the States, we call it Neolax. So when I first joined the company, I went on a world tour with my dad. And like I said yesterday, getting to spend time with distributors like all of you guys is really what made me fall in love with the company and dedicate my life to it. But along the way, it was very eye-opening to hear that all of you guys told us that we made the mistake of getting rid of the brand names Neolife and Golden when we merged the companies together to form GNLD. And this really left an impression on us, because we take to heart what you guys tell us. And so that led to launching an investigation, like 007 James Bond investigation, out into the world, and it confirmed that you guys were really right. We did make a mistake by dropping those names because they have a lot of brand equity that go along with them around the world. So if you take Africa, for example, or Europe, the Golden brand name still has a lot of power with it. Everybody will recognize, or most people recognize that name. If you say GNLD, sometimes they'll say, oh, I haven't heard of that company. Have you heard of Golden? And most of the time they say, oh, yeah, I know what Golden is. And so the same thing goes with Neolife for markets like the U.S., Australia, New Zealand. And so that's why we're now going through a rebranding. I think some of you may have already heard about it, but we're going to make the Golden brand represent all of our home care line, and the Neolife brand represent all of our nutritional line, because Neolife is great for that. It represents new life. And of course, we'll keep the nutrients as the personal care, but can you guys put up the slides for me real quick? So here you see our GNLD holding companies that's still going to stay strong, and then you see the family of brands under it. And here's Pro Vitality. That's the first of the rebranding that you guys have seen. And then we also, these are the European bottles. I stole these slides from another presentation someone else did in Europe. But so you can just see what the products are going to look like. This great new look coming through. So Carotenoid Complex, Salmon Oil Plus. And here's just a look at that line. And now, a look into Golden Home Care. You guys will be the first, by the way, in the world to get the rebranded home care. So those are just a look at a few of the products that have already been designed. And the exciting news about this for all of you here is that the first stage of the rebranding, the new products coming out in Southern Africa, is going to take place in the first quarter of next year. So make sure you come to convention. And so I can't even put into words how excited I am about the future. It's never been brighter. And it's so exhilarating to be in a room filled with entrepreneurs, because that's what you guys are, entrepreneurs. If you are doing this as a part-time or full-time business. And so the word entrepreneur, it's French, but in English, it actually, if you look it up, means undertaker. And to me, that means someone who's willing to undertake a business venture that's outside the norm, but also someone that's not willing to settle for average. Someone who knows that there's no job in the world that's going to pay you what you're worth. And so in the U.S., we have this government body called the U.S. Federal Reserve. And I think it's similar to your guys' Reserve Bank. And they recently did a study, and it found that entrepreneurs, on average, have a net worth that's 5 times higher than that of a conventional employee. So that's pretty impressive, right? 5 times more money in the hands of entrepreneurs than regular employees. And I'm willing to bet that statistic, if you were to look at it, would be very similar in Africa, if not more impressive. And so each and every one of us in this room have an amazing opportunity in front of us, right? We have an opportunity to change our own lives, and the lives of the people that we're surrounded by through health, whether it's physical health, financial health, spiritual health. But the only way that we're able to do this, the only way we're able to succeed, is through hard work. Because we have to work hard to play hard. Am I right? So I want to see a show of hands. How many of you guys want to play hard in Hong Kong? Or Dubai, right? I'm pretty excited about those places. I don't think I get invited to Hong Kong, but I'll be in Dubai. So today, Charlie said something that really resonated with me. It stood out to me. And so before he introduced a few of the people that came up here for some special recognition, he said something along the lines of, I've seen this person go through some real hardship, but now they're shining. And it really reminded me of a verse that I read this morning while spending time in God's Word. And that verse was in 1 Peter 5:14. And it said, may the God of all glory, by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Isn't that amazing? After you have suffered a while. And then my Bible's a study Bible, so I looked down to the note on that verse, and it said, Christians are to live with the understanding that God's purposes realized in the future requires some pain in the present. While the believer is being personally attacked by the enemy, he is being personally perfected by the Lord. And so I just want to close by telling you that you're in the right place. No matter what hardship you are facing or have faced, God will use it for your benefit. He will use it for your benefit if you put your trust in Him. And you all have what it takes to succeed in this business. You have amazing support with leaders like Charlie and Alta, or even the other Eagle team leaders. And you have amazing support from the company, people like Warren and Marco, and now Gavin in the back, that their sole purpose is to help you succeed in your business. And you have you, right? You are the person that's going to be responsible for your own success. So with people like you, all of you, there's no doubt in my mind that we have an amazing and bright future. And I am just really looking forward to the next 50 years of success with all of you. So God bless you guys.